USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The full House will vote on articles of impeachment this week. Senator Lindsey Graham appearing on CBS's Face the Nation.
I don't need any witnesses. The president can make a request to call witnesses. They can make a request to call Mike Pence and Pompeo and Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. I am ready to vote on the underlying articles. I don't really need to hear a lot of witnesses.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff on ABC's This Week.
It was the day after Bob Mueller testified, the day after Donald Trump felt that he was beyond accountability for his first misconduct, that he was back on the phone this time with President Zelensky, trying to get that country to help him cheat in the next election. That told me this president believes he is above the law and accountable to no one, and that this road was necessary, and I think it very much is.
This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The U.S. and China have agreed to the initial phase of a trade deal, including rolling back some American tariffs. In exchange, China reportedly has agreed to buy nearly $50 billion in farm and agricultural products. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer.
This agreement is 86 pages long of detail. Agricultural barriers removed in many cases. Financial services opening. Currency. This is a real structural change. Is it going to solve all the problems? No. Did we expect it to? No, absolutely not.
Lighthizer is countering critics who say these negotiations have caused irreparable damage to American farmers. More winter weather is moving across the U.S. Strong to severe thunderstorms are likely in the Deep South on Monday. By Tuesday morning, much of New England will see snow flurries. California is braced for Santa Ana winds, which are expected to be moderate. The recent rains will keep the wildfire risk down. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
As toxic volcanic gases fill the atmosphere around New Zealand's White Island, recovery efforts continue for at least two more victims. USA's John Clements reports.
The two remaining victims are believed to be the tour guide and the boat captain who had taken the tourists to the island when the volcano erupted on Monday. 16 are known dead, while all the others suffered severe burns. New Zealand Police Deputy Commissioner Mike Clements said the recovery effort could not continue on Sunday due to poor weather conditions and the danger of another eruption.
Eight bodies had been seen by those that were on the mountain immediately after the eruption, and we had always anticipated recovering six of those bodies, and we had a task to do with regard to the remaining two.
Scientists warn the White Island volcano, which is the exposed tip of a mostly undersea volcano, is highly volatile and could erupt again. I'm John Clemens.
More American forces could be coming back from Afghanistan. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
About 4,000 U.S. troops could be heading home from Afghanistan, as the White House is reportedly expected to make this announcement this week, according to NBC News. That will leave fewer than 9,000 American troops in Afghanistan. This word comes just days after a special representative for Afghanistan reconciliation did rejoin talks with the Taliban there. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.